And I could boast about that, verse 5, but on my own behalf I'll not boast. I'd rather boast about my weaknesses. I'd rather talk about my weaknesses than boast about my trip to heaven. To heaven and back for real, four appearances of the glorified Lord, extraordinary stuff. Too much for the remaining flesh to handle. So, for this reason, the surpassing greatness of those revelations to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. God's goal in the life of a believer is that believer's humility. Humility is the ultimate virtue. Pride is the ultimate sin. All other sins stem from pride. That's why Lucifer was thrown out of heaven. That's why Adam and Eve were thrown out of the garden. Lucifer wanted to be like God. Eve wanted to be like God. Pride always leads the parade. The greatest sin is pride. The noblest virtue is humility. To be poor in spirit, to not think more highly of oneself than we ought to think, to look not on our own things but on the things of others, to have the humble mind of Christ, to consider others better than ourselves, this is necessary. This is the purest kind of spiritual attitude. It all starts with being broken, mourning, hungering, humble. And Paul says, so many revelations would make me proud. And we all identify with that, though we don't have those kinds of revelations. When your life is blessed, when your life is enriched by the goodness of God, it's easy to look upon yourself as if you are specially favored by God because of some merit, because of some virtue, because of some faithfulness or some giftedness. Since God is after humility, God humbled a man who otherwise would have been proud. And so it says, He humbled me this way. There was given me. By God, I will add, there was given me by God. A gift, by the way, unsolicited. Paul didn't ask for it, didn't want it, didn't like it when he got it. But there was given me by God a thorn